Hello, this is Richard Gere, and it's my great pleasure to welcome you to the Chapel of the Masters at the Newark Museum. This gallery is devoted to historic teachers of Buddhism, both Indian and Tibetan. Most Tibetan temples include spaces dedicated to an institutional lineage, a heritage of teachers who transmitted the teachings practiced by that temple, reminding all who view their portraits to honor them. Thanks to the breadth of the museum's collection, this gallery showcases an incredibly complete chronology of famous figures of all the major religious orders of Tibetan Buddhism. I recommend proceeding around the gallery in a clockwise direction. Not only is clockwise circumnavigation a typical Tibetan Buddhist gesture of homage, but also it will provide a stroll through time, chronologically introducing all these teachers in a historical timeline related to when they lived and taught. Begin with the Arhat, the first disciples of the historical Buddha Shakyamuni. Continue viewing portraits of Mahasiddhas, great and powerful practitioners who were kings, ascetics, and exorcists, who brought esoteric teachings from different parts of India into Tibet between the 5th and the 11th centuries. View portraits of Padmasambhava, called Guru Rinpoche in Tibetan. He was the 7th century founder of the Nyingma, or older order of Tibetan Buddhism. Guru Rinpoche came from the land of Odiana, believed to be a part of current-day Pakistan, and was invited by the Tibetan king Trizong Detsen to bring Buddhism to Tibet. Later, the 10th century Indian monk Atisha introduced a second major wave of Buddhism to Tibet that catalyzed the Sarma, or the newer religious orders. A fabulous golden sculpture of Atisha is on display in this gallery. The Sarma religious orders include the Sakya, Kagyu, and Gelug orders that are all represented here. Each religious order is indicated by differently shaped and colored hats. Look for the distinctiveness of each portrait, examine their hats and clothing, the hand gestures they make, their body postures, and for the paintings, the details of their surroundings, including particular hierarchies between figures in each painting.